Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's March 25th, 2010. Less than a week ago, I had a very strong impression that I was to share with you that you should not rely on the internet to communicate with people, that we should get back to where we write things down. And this is very important because of these days and what the agenda of the enemy is versus what God's agenda is. We need to understand the times, what we're in, and we need to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, but we need to be moving forward in the kingdom of God, declaring the King, Jesus Christ, being fully empowered by the Holy Spirit to speak the truth in an age of lies and myths and deceit. The Lord was showing me that there's going to be censorship. Censorship on the internet, censorship in any way that man can bring censorship. Because they lie in the news, they lie in the programming, and the political leaders are governing in lies. It's a shame. And this is the time to rise and shine, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. This is the time that if you have not committed your life to Jesus Christ, now's the time to do so. Because the pressure is going to be on. And you're going to want to be strong in the Lord. You want to know him that's invisible and be fully persuaded what he's promised to keep you in his hand, that he'll be able to perform through these days, because you will be opposed. Everyone will be opposed that's speaking the truth. Censorship is coming. They're going to try to muzzle the servants of the Lord, but they won't be able to. And we're going to have to be strong in the Lord. We're going to have to be knowing when to speak and when not to be speaking. But the Lord said that the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, would be giving us words to speak in an hour where we would be called upon to speak to governors, kings, rulers, for his name's sake, as a testimony against them. But we're not to premeditate what we'll say, but the Spirit of God will give us the words to speak, and we'll open our mouth and speak without fear. We are to fear him that not only can kill the body, but can kill the body and throw you into hell. And if we keep our priorities and perspective appropriate with the Lord, fearing him, because he is the King, he is the Lord, he has power over heaven and earth and life and death. Ladies and gentlemen, censorship is coming. Don't rely on the internet to communicate. We've been doing that for so long, and we've really become very isolated in our communities where we don't really speak to people. This needs to change. We need to write down the message that's in your heart, what God's been speaking to you. Ask the Lord how to crystallize your message in a way that will draw out people that will have an interest in the gospel or the truth or what's happening in our day. Now, I'm not talking about the religious mass, multitudes and masses of people. I'm talking about there's people out there in the world that are really outraged by the crime of the political world right now that is lying to the people, taking away the freedoms and the liberties. Yes, it's a judgment from God. But they're lying, and they smile, they laugh, they mock as they do it. And there's people that are forming groups and all kinds of things to oppose the changes that are taking place in the United States of America. And these are the kinds of people that you want to speak to, because they recognize truth to some degree. Speaking to people that have no regard for the truth is wasting your time. And Jesus said, don't give that which is holy to dogs. Don't give that which is holy to the swine, because they'll just rip and tear you in shreds and trample your holy things that you received from God underfoot. Get used to writing down key scriptures, because everyone, whoever they are, that will put their faith in Jesus Christ, that he, the Son of God, died for our sins, was crucified, and he was buried for 3 days, and he rose again from the dead, according to the scriptures. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, this needs to be published through the land. And you need to be writing this down, creating tracts, writing these things down, pieces of paper, looking to the Lord for a skillful way to draw people out into communication. Because sitting in an ivory palace of church land isn't going to work in these coming days. And God's true people, His church, are the called out ones. They're coming out of any kind of defilement, whether secular or false spirituality. And you want to be meeting with people that love Jesus Christ and that are filled with the Lord and that are moving in His gifts by love, by faith. Because you want to build each other up and encourage each other. Because these are the last days, just like Jesus told us, would come to pass. The very end of 2004, I had a vision. I was driving to go hear someone that I knew speak. And what I saw was, I looked up into a hill as I was driving in the freeway. And in my spirit, what I saw was people passing out tracts in a parking lot. And they would hand scriptures or a key word, a message from the Lord to people in the parking lots. And the power of God was falling on the people, the hearers of the word of God. And people were crying. People were convicted. And prayers were taking place. What I'm saying is it was not in a religious setting. It was out in the highways, the byways, the marketplace. And this is what I perceive the Lord was saying. That He wants His people out there speaking in His name. Going forth into the world. Making disciples. Baptizing them in the name of Jesus Christ. That's true faith of Jesus Christ. That's true religion. Going to help the widows and the orphans. And visit the sick. Getting down to the real needs of ministering to people. So I challenge you to seek the Lord. Lord, what would you have me share with my community? Or wherever God sends you? How do I speak to people to draw them out, to see where they're at? Do they see what's happening in our world? Does it bother them? Well, there's a good news, and it's Jesus Christ. He's a perfect king. He has a perfect government, and it'll be established. And He's going to destroy the sinners. He's going to destroy the politicians that have taken bribes and passed laws for their own pocketbook. That the lawmakers are lawbreakers that have violated the very foundation of this country, the United States. And they laugh. They mock. It's a shame. It's shocking. It's extremely sinful. I just came across a couple scriptures and an article that I had written in 2005. And this is in Isaiah 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him that brings good tidings, that publishes peace, that brings good tidings of good, that publishes salvation, that says unto Zion, Thy God reigns. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. The coming of Jesus Christ is at hand. And I encourage you to promote the Word of God. Not videos, not audios, not websites. But you minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the grace that God gave you, the grace that God has done in your life, share it with others. And you're going to see the power of God moving in your parking lots, in your marketplace, wherever you go. Just submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and with all your heart desire to see Him glorified, to see Him magnified, because it's true, ladies and gentlemen. He did die for each and every one of us. And you need to go forth and be faithful to the Lord and be not ashamed of His words or what He's done and tell the people. The time is short. Compel them is what Jesus said. Go out into the highways. There's still room. And the good master, our Lord, He's going to gird Himself and minister to His people that love Him. Part of the whole armor of God, I'll read this from Ephesians 6 and 10, verse following. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take ye up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So the armor of God, we've talked about it, we've heard about it. But we are to be having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, sharing our faith with people. There's things that Jesus told us, that the works that I do, you shall do, and greater works, because I go to my Father. And as my Father sent me, now I send you. See, that's delegated authority. As you submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, not your will, but His will. Not your words, but His words. And this is how our Lord gave us the pattern. He came not to do His own will, and He laid down His life right to the point of death. And God, the Father, has therefore exalted Him above all, given Him a name above all, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Go forth in the authority and power of Jesus Christ, with your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And the Lord will confirm this word with signs and wonders and miracles. And the spirits of this age will come out screaming as the gospel and the power of the kingdom is displayed in your life. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're formulating the plan to censor the internet. They're going to have to justify their reasons to silence people that are opposed to their myths and their lies, their crimes. And they're making up stories. They will not allow people to speak contrary. And this is why darkness and light will clash in a great way, as it's taken place before. The prophets have experienced this of old. Jesus Christ experienced this. The apostles of the early church experienced this. And all through the church history, when the true servants of Jesus Christ, having laid down their life and picked up their cross, denied their life and followed the Lord, they were in a conflict with the world. And the world always sought to kill them. But Jesus has told you not to fear this. Jesus said in Luke 17:26 and following, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him not likewise return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, and one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left."